What's up, Broncos country? Max Garcia here with my fellow teammate. Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Matt Paradis.
And we're just here on the RV. Right now we're in La Junta, Colorado, doing our next leg of the Salute to Fans tour. And I guess we're just going to, you know, chop it up a little bit. I want you guys to know a little bit more about my good pal here, Matt Paradis. So, Matt, I've known you for almost exactly a year now to this day.
It would be. Wouldn't that be literally exactly a year?
Yeah, exactly.
Camp last year?
Yeah, exactly a year. So my first question, am I cool? Am I a cool guy?
I mean, I think I could qualify you as cool.
I appreciate that. I think you're a cool guy, too. So, like, what was your first impression of me? Like, what was the first thing that popped in your head when you saw me?
It was the hair, man, that was flowing, you know. He had kind of like a, I don't even know what to call it, but it was he had good flow, man.
Yeah, man, don't talk about it. I still kind of heard about that. Topic. Yeah, it's just very sensitive. As you can see, it's gone. But you didn't do any of that, so, yeah, no animosity between us. So what was your best experience last season?
I'm in the Super Bowl.
Obviously.
Come on, man. You know the answer.
And playing next to me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. So, like, coming from Idaho, you know, a little small town, did you ever think you would, you know, have this opportunity to play on a Super Bowl winning team, play with Peyton Manning, and, you know, just to get to, you know, have the platform that you do coming from a small town Idaho?
Not even close. I mean, it's a dream. It's what you dream about, but as far as like an expectation goes, it wasn't really what I expected out of it.
And what city are you from in Idaho?
Council, Idaho.
So like, what's tell me about like just a typical day in Council, Idaho. Like when you wake up in the morning, like what do you think about like doing like with the rest of your day? Because like I don't even know where that's at.
Well, I mean that just depends. I grew up on a cattle ranch, so usually, no matter what happened, I was working that day. So that was usually what entailed my days there.
Okay, so, like, we, like, you know, like, sweeping up cow manure, like, come on, I need so some more details, here, details, so like, details.
Football season, you know, I play a game Friday night. You know, we win because that's what we do. And and my dad wakes me up at 7 a.m. the next morning, and we go do whatever needs done. Maybe that meet be fixing fence. Maybe we got to doctor some cows. I mean, there's just so many different opportunities. Maybe we're stacking hay, feeding cows. There's so many things that could be done.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I do have to admit, Matt's dad, he did bring me 2 sacks of potatoes last season, and they were the best potatoes I've ever had in my entire life. So I can be, you know, share testimony to that. Is there like a special thing that y'all do to y'all's potatoes? Like, why are y'all's potatoes better than anybody else's?
I mean, I'm not certain. I mean, it just must be something with where they're grown. Idaho's a special place.
You like, you know, give it some like extra love. You like, you know, I don't know, like sprinkle some like fairy dust. Like,
there's not any potato farms where I grew up. That's all, you know, southeastern Idaho. So I don't know their secrets or would I divulge them if I knew them.
All right, well, I appreciate it, Matt. Thank you for spending time with me on this RV. Max Garcia, Matt Paradis, checking out.